Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Knoxville City Manager Harold Stewart to talk about the recently released City Assessment Survey. Last night you presented to the City Council the City Assessment Survey. Tell us about the information that was brought up in this survey and what it means to the City of Knoxville to get this information.
Yeah, so this is the first year that we've done a scientific, statistically valid community survey. Really trying to get a feel for how satisfied are citizens with the services that the city provides and what are being identified as citizens as the areas needed for improvement and of priority to them moving forward to make Knoxville a better community and a more satisfactory place to live. So last night what we did with council is we went through and fairly quickly trying to review what is it that the survey measured and what were the results coming back from that. So we looked at some general trends across the community and in particular across the age and income demographics. And then we also looked at what rose to the highest priorities that the community was telling us of things that needed attention from the city. And we reviewed those priorities as well. And then we finished up our conversation talking about, now that we have this data and this information, what are next steps and how should we look at it and how should we use it to help us make more informed decisions to move the community of Knoxville forward in a positive way.
Well, there are some concerns with the survey. The majority of people that were surveyed do like living in Knoxville, raising their kids in Knoxville. So that is certainly a positive out of the survey. But the city does want to also address concerns that other people may have. Is that correct?
Yeah, so when we're looking at the trend analysis, I would agree that a vast majority of the members of our community enjoy living in Knoxville. They think very highly of Knoxville. They think it's a positive place to raise their children, et cetera, et cetera. But when we look at the trend, what we see is that even though there is that strong majority that think that, we do see room for improvement and areas of concern that we want to make sure that we're aware of and cognizant of and take that into consideration in our decisions that we can make Knoxville more attractive and more satisfactory to that younger demographic. It's a challenge that all communities across rural America are facing right now. The competition versus the big metropolitan areas where we have the amenities and the access and all those different types of things, the quality of life that's there that we just can't produce here because we don't have the critical mass of population to be able to do that. However, we still offer a great quality of life and we are a great place to raise families. And you are seeing, as you know, kids go off to college and they start their first jobs and they start raising their families, a lot of those kids who said that, you know, I'm never coming back to this town suddenly realize what a quality it was and are returning back. And so we want to make sure that we're putting elements and pieces in place and that we are strengthening that satisfaction in that younger demographic, which is already positive, but we want to make it even better.
And that was today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest City Manager Harold Stewart for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.